You are now listening to the Build a Brain podcast with Dr. Jeannie Zayer. Join the quest to shape an efficient brain that fires on all cylinders and runs like a fine-tuned machine. You are now in the capable hands of an international presenter and a pathologically optimistic brain builder. Dr. Zayer will give you the right blocks to build that 3 pounds of cerebral muscle for you, your child, or the young adult you teach or mentor. Block by block, thought by thought, now is the time to build a better brain. Let's get started.
Welcome, friends, to this episode of Build a Brain, and can't tell you how excited I am. I have one of my very favorite little protégés, somebody I've known for several years. Her name is Esty Rappaport. She lives in the beautiful Boca Raton, Florida, and she is accomplishing a lot in her young life. So, spoiler alert, she's still in her 20s. So, Esty, so you now introduce yourself. I gave a little short intro, but tell our listeners a little bit more about you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Jeannie. I'm excited to be here with you. I always love talking to you. But I actually learned about Fourier seeing and the 28 cognitive functions back when I was in fifth grade.
Wow.
I was struggling with reading at that time and was going to a lot of reading tutors and spending a lot of time out of the classrooms, and my parents weren't so happy, even though I really liked it. but they were like, it's time to do something else. And so my mom, who happens to be Israeli, and like heard of the method because in Israel it's a lot more popular than it's here, she's like, what if we try Feuerstein? And so they brought in from Israel Feuerstein trainers to come and train. They did like a whole training where I grew up in my town, and ever since then I started getting Feuerstein sessions. And now what happened was, as you know, the magic of Feuerstein, as I was doing all the work and all the dots and improving my cognitive functions, my reading improved. Even though I did none of the typical reading tutor stuff that most schools tell you to do, right? But not just my reading improved, every other area academically, my marks went up. Socially, I did much better. My confidence went up. And it was at that age that I knew, like, hey, I need to learn this, because I saw how powerful it was even that young.
How did we meet? Do you remember? I remember getting emails from you, but then how did we meet?
Yeah. So I started training at 17. And like every year I would take another one of the trainings, and then COVID hit. And so Shorash, the training for Feuerstein provided by the Feuerstein Institute, was online. And I was like, hey, it's perfect. I could continue doing my trainings with the top trainers. And here's the, been literally orchestrated event of what happened here. During the Shorash training, we mostly were on Zoom, but we also had to watch some other videos. And for some random reason, I had to watch a video about a topic that I don't even remember about by someone named Dr. Jeannie Zayer. And I was like, I don't know who this lady is, but she is awesome. Like, I met so many Feuerstein mediators, and this one, she knows what she's talking about. She has got experience. She's amazing. And in the end, she does what she always does and is always there to help and give. And she's like, if you ever need anything, here's my email address. Send me an email. And that's how you started getting emails from
me. Yes. And about that same time, I was getting emails from your mom. She was wanting some information. And then I'm going, oh, wait a minute, Rappaport, because I'd already been emailing with you, had no idea who you were, never seen you, didn't know if you were a 40-year-old man or a, you know, a 20-year-old beautiful young woman. I had no idea. And then I met this, and I went, Rappaport, wait a minute, is she related to that Esty I've been emailing? So it was so fun when we finally, so when did we meet in person?
I think you met my mom before we met in person. I don't remember exactly all the order I came to Mindcap. I don't know if I came for a training or another one, or I came with one of my siblings or something, but
Oh, that could be. Yeah. Yes.
But I do want to say something very interesting. Can I share an interesting story?
Oh, love it. Okay.
Okay. So at this time, when I started training, like most people who start for your STEAM, I was working with children. A lot of people work with like special needs or learning disabilities. I was working a lot with children who were struggling in school. And though I loved it and they were getting really good results, when I took that Shores training, that you weren't my teacher, I just had to watch that training from you. One of the trainings I took was categorizations. Mm. Now, after I took the training of categorizations, my entire life shifted, because that was one of my weakest cognitive functions. Mm. As a kid, I knew it was a cognitive function I needed to improve, but I thought I was good at, because I mean, like if you give me a bag of marbles and tell me to categorize it into color, I could do that, sure. No problem, right? Sure. Like that's easy. And every time my mom would tell me that I would need to improve it, I would be like, nah, I'm good at it. Real fixed mindset there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I even did, I think like I had with three different mediators. I went through the categorizations exercises and like no massive change. After I improved the cognitive function of categorizations and was able to categorize random abstract items and put them into like bigger groups, mm-hmm. everything changed. Just by changing how I scheduled my day, I saved over 10 hours every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, I thought I could only work one-on-one with people, and without anyone telling me what changes I need to make, my brain, big group, right? Categorizations of group. I was like, hey, I could do this in groups. All I need to do is X, Y, Z and a working group, and everything shifted. And it was at that point that I realized even adults, even people who have done some really good things in their lives, mm-hmm. if they improve their cognitive functions, even a little bit or one cognitive function or whatever it is for mm-hmm. them, sometimes it's many, everything becomes a whole lot easier.
Mm, wow. I love both that story and what you shared about your reading improving without working in a reading program. We've always done to students in school, oh, you're not good in math, you hate math. Here, we're going to make you do more math. We always make students do more of what they're not good at and what they hate. And Feuerstein has this beautiful way of getting down underneath the skill, building all the cognitive functions so all of the content areas improve. So you're at least the second person that I've heard tell that same story, that I improved my cognitive functions and voila, reading improved, but yet I wasn't in any special reading program. And then this idea of categorization, I've got two people that are going to want to hear that story. So Daniela Zamboni, so she works at a university in Brazil, and Vicky Snyder, you know Vicky, on our team, they have been working on a project together. So they would love to talk with you about this. We see that there are different kinds of, they saw, that was them. They're researching ADHD and how some people miss a lot of details. And so they have very blurred and sweeping perception, and that's our typical definition of ADHD, but there's another kind. And they're the kind of person that bring in all the information. They see everything, they hear everything, but they don't know what to do with it then. And we get easily overwhelmed because we take in so much information. I'm a little bit more like that second one, and I think you were too. So these are very bright people. A lot of people with ADHD are extremely bright because they're seeking the dopamine. They're constantly looking for the stimulation. So they grow an incredible intelligence, but what to do with it? So you and I have been on the same path many, many years apart. I'm old enough to be your grandmother, your bubby. And and yet we have both seen that the cognitive functions are the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And I love that this idea of categorization you took to a whole new level for you personally.
This episode of Build a Brain Podcast is made possible by listeners just like you. Here on Build a Brain Podcast, we're on a mission to empower your cognitive journey, and you can be a part of it.
Join our Patreon community and get early access to episodes, Q&A sessions with experts, and exclusive brain-building exercises. Support the show that supports your brain. Visit us on Patreon using the link in the show notes and become a Patreon member today. Your support makes a big difference. Thank you for being curious and for helping us build better brains. Back to the episode.
Did it take a while for you looking back? Do you remember the day that happened when you suddenly had an aha moment that this program categorization works? What was that like?
Yeah, what happened was a few months prior to doing the Shoresh of categorizations, I took a different course by Tony Robbins about like planning based on motivation, not your to-do list. And I thought that was a really cool idea, instead of like, oh, I have to fold the laundry, but like, what's your motivation behind why you're doing everything based on that plan?
Yeah.
And I did all the exercises and did everything he was like telling us to do, but I really struggled. I couldn't actually implement it. Why? Because he spoke a lot about planning 6 months or a year ahead. He's like, don't think about what you have to do today. Think about your goal for a year from now. Like, right? Like what we were just talking about before, like you're making plans for June. And I really struggled with that. Even though I considered myself a very productive person, I would plan my day since school, the night before every single day. So I'd have like a to-do list of what I want to do the night before for the next day. And I would never procrastinate, or almost never, I should say. Everything needed to happen now. So if I remembered I needed to, let's say, go do an errand, I'd run out and go do the errand. And then a few hours later, I'd remember another errand and I'd go and do that another errand. Now, that's not a very productive way of working, right? So all for me thinking I was very productive. During the course, I don't remember if it was like one of the last days, but I remember we were still in the middle of doing the categorizations. It like clicked for me and I was like, hey, if I want to do Tony's course, it's because I just need to think about it a little differently based on the strategies that we were talking about with improving categorization. And it's that when I knew that, like, this is the thing that,
I love it. I love it. So you're on this journey. You're definitely improving like crazy, becoming this organized, categorized, productive person. And then you launch a podcast. So when did that get started?
Right when I started doing training for Justine, I actually at the time had a photography business in college. I like would rent a studio and I was doing photography. And I just did for Justine more on the side as like a fever for people almost.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't going to be something that I was going to do full time. But as I was doing it more and more, I realized this is what's getting like drastically changing people's lives. Like this is way more important than photography. So that's when I went into it full time together with the same time of this Shoresh story happening of categorization. But I actually started my podcast back when I was doing photography. I worked a lot with couples and a lot of them are having challenges with like relationships and marriage. And I'm not married and I'm not pretending to be a marriage expert. Not at all. So what I did was I started a podcast, funny enough, on marriage to interview marriage experts to be able to help the couples I was working with. But as I stopped doing the photography and got more and more into doing this 100% or 120% of the time, I should say, then the podcast is now all about Forstein and all about specifically I work with adults and entrepreneurs, ADHD entrepreneurs. And so the podcast is very geared towards people who run businesses and how it relates to the cognitive functions. So if you have a challenge in your business, what cognitive function it may be coming from and what you can do to make it easier.
You have hit just a perfect spot in the world, not just America, because I've talked with and worked with a lot of entrepreneurs myself, and they're all ADHD or they wouldn't be an entrepreneur. Think about it.
I literally saw research just this week that a third of entrepreneurs are like officially diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah, I think it's even higher. They're just not diagnosed because they're really bright and they funnel all this energy they've got into starting something new. I met a young entrepreneur who I tried to send to you. I was hoping he would sign up with you. He has started 4 businesses. I don't even think he's 30 years old yet. And he knows he needs the Feuerstein program, and he would be even more productive. So anyway, remind me and I'll get you two connected again, because he needs to sign up. So you stopped Life Picks University, but everybody can still go back and listen to all those podcasts.
It's part of the, yeah. So when I went 100% into the Feuerstein, I took them off the podcast. They're still on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, okay. Life Picks University, they're still okay. There. So if you want good. Stuff on marriage, there's some good. Really good episodes, including Dr. Jeannie Zare and Rick.
That was so fun. That was so fun.
But yes, if you go, it's called the Business Brain now. Same thing. You put in Life Picks University or the Business Brain, and that will be, it's very much geared for adults and entrepreneurs.
Yeah. I've had fun listening to them. And because I know you so well, and I know the energy, I know what drives you. So I love listening to your voice. You go so fast, but then you stop, and to make an emphasis, you slow down and you really, you know, punch that point you really want to make. So I had my husband listen to him. I said, hey, I'm going to interview Esty today. I said, so on our way to breakfast this morning, I had him listening to your podcast, and you know what he loved? He loved your transition music. He goes, oh, that is so cool. I love that music.
Honestly, it's one of the things I get the most comments about.
I bet it is, you really do.
It's one of my favorites.
It's so upbeat. It's so good. All right. I got to tell a story that I had emailed you about, but I want our listeners to know, because I'm hoping Stan Adams listens to this podcast. So Stan emailed me, and he and I went through training together, get this, the year 2004 in the Netherlands. I think we were in Amsterdam. And that was the first time I met him. He was an engineer. He's an inventor. He's a very, very gifted, talented man that had found Feuerstein and loved, you know, coaching people, became a trainer. And he lives in Florida. Pensacola, Florida. And he emailed me and he says, I have a friend who got a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment and I want to help her. Can you help me? Because I haven't done any Feuerstein for years. And he said, I listened to somebody named Esty Rappaport give a lecture. You gave one of the Sunday lectures in the Feuerstein community run by the Institute. They're wonderful. Listeners, if you can join the Feuerstein community, the most phenomenal lectures are run almost every Sunday. Ellie Shaved runs those and they're wonderful. Well, Esty was one of the guest lecturers, talking about the need to use the Feuerstein program with adults. And the light bulbs went off for Stan. He's like, I need to help my friend. Now, you don't know this part of the story, Esty, but you inspired him to come back, get renewed. He attended a 3-day renewal seminar with me, got his certification to do Feuerstein again. And with his friend, the friend went back to the neurologist after, I don't know, maybe about 6 months of working with Stan, and her diagnosis has been removed.
Wow, I'm getting goosebumps listening
to this. You should. So with your inspiration and my walking beside him, and I got to meet her. I was in Florida in June. And I got to meet her, and she was the most bubbly. I walked into, I actually showed up at her church, and I walked in, and she just walked up to meet me. She could see I was a stranger, you know, coming to church. And she came up and introduced myself, and I said, hi, I'm Jeannie Zare. And she goes, oh, you're Jeannie Zare. Cracked me up. She says, I love your podcast. I listen to you. So
it wasn't even a planned thing.
No, not at all. But when somebody's life is changed and transformed for the better because of this program, it does give you goosebumps, and it motivates us to get up every morning and do the work we're doing, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Every time I get an email from a client, or something like that. I'm like, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I read your email that came through this week. So if you sign up for Esty's program, you can get emails that you just can read them in less than a minute. She's got these short little pieces of wisdom. I don't know how you got so much wisdom for how young you are, but
a lot of it's from you.
I did tell Rick that today. I said, you know, I think I told her that one. So, no, I love investing in you. It's something that we've talked about at the Institute, that we're really excited to get young people into the Feuerstein world so that there is a big future for the Feuerstein world as those of us age out. But I got a lot of years left. I am so not done yet. All right. So what dreams do you still have, Esty Rappaport? I know there's got to be something still swimming around up there in that head of yours.
I have so many dreams, but I think like one of the biggest ones is, you know how like trauma and mental health is like really becoming much more of like a household thing, and people now know what it is compared to like even just 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
My dream or goal, I should say, because it is going to happen, is that the cognitive functions is the same type of household phrase that you will hear people say, because I really believe that when you understand the 28 cognitive functions, when people make a mistake, when people behave in ways that you think aren't right, you understand there's a reason for it, right? So sometimes it's trauma, it's from some emotional reason. Mm-hmm. Many, many times it's from a weak cognitive function, and it doesn't help to yell at them because that's not helping the situation when they have a weak cognitive function, right? Mm-hmm. And we can be way more understanding, give way more grace, and could really help people way more when we understand the cognitive functions. So that is my goal. I hope to do like some sort of movie, like maybe like do like go one mini thing for each one of the 28 cognitive functions, do something that like people really, like the everyday person could really know what the 28 cognitive functions are.
Great idea. Chase that dream. And maybe you and I could work on that together.
Make it even more fun.
All right. I'm going to close out with this little fun story. One day, Esty was with me in Fort Wayne and we were talking. I said, yeah, I'm heading to Ethiopia in the fall. And she went, oh, I want to go too. And I went, what? You want to go to Ethiopia? Yeah. I want to go see how you do this. So sure enough, Esty Rappaport went to Ethiopia with Rick and I, and we had so much fun. It was just an amazing experience. So thank you for donating your own time, your own money to visit this very large children's home, 120 children in Hawassa, Ethiopia. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be part of it. It most definitely was an experience, and I hope it will be the first of many.
Okay, let's do it again. All right, any last words of wisdom before we sign off, Esty?
I'm just going to say what you for sure know by listening to this podcast every single week is that you are way more capable than you think you are. So just remember that.
Oh, thank you. So we invite you listeners to tune in to Business Brain by Esty Rappaport. You can find that podcast on all of your podcast platforms and follow it. Give it 5 stars and a raving review and help it grow. Share it with your friends. So thank you, Esty. This has been great. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Build a Brain podcast. If you're wanting to know more information on how to build a brain, please visit the website for the MindCap Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana at www.mind-cap.org. That's www.mind-cap.org. Children and adults from across the United States and Canada have found the cognitive help they needed at the MindCap Center. The specialized team is trained in all levels of the Feuerstein program and can literally help you or your child build a better brain. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.